The regulation and marketing of nicotine pouches, billed as a smoking cessation aid, is raising concerns in the health community. The flavored pouches, placed between the lips and gums and absorbed through the mouth, come in candy-like flavors. One of the concerns is that there are no restrictions on promotion of nicotine pouches, said Angela Willert, public health manager with Huron Perth Public Health. And we are seeing typical tobacco industry marketing tactics, flavors, appealing packaging and product placement along with items like candy and chocolate bars. These are tactics we know the tobacco industry has used in the past, with our most recent example being vaping products. According to a report provided to the Huron Perth Public Health Board, Health Canada has approved the sale of flavored nicotine pouches by Imperial Tobacco Canada Limited in such a way that the products can be legally sold to children of any age, and the company can promote the products on TV or on billboards across from schools, on social media, through lifestyle advertising and with free samples. Willert said in Canada, the pouches, which don't contain tobacco, are only authorized for use by adults age 18 and above. However, there are no age verification requirements in place. The report to the HPPH board stated that they are being aggressively marketed and are available in gas stations and convenience stores. Anyone can buy them, Willert said. Marketing tactics attached to the products are not typically seen with other nicotine replacement options, such as nicotine patches, which is concerning, Willert said. There has not been a lot of guidance provided to healthcare professionals about using the pouches for cessation, she said. A group of health organizations, including Action on Smoking and Health, Canadian Cancer Society, Canadian Lung Association, Coalition Québécoise pour le contrôle du tabac, Heart and Stroke, and Physicians for a Smoke-Free Canada, are urging health ministers to reclassify nicotine pouches as a prescription product, or to suspend the sale of nicotine pouches until the regulatory gap is closed, the report stated. They also want to establish a temporary moratorium on approval of any new nicotine pouch products, or new category of nicotine products, under the Natural Health Product Regulations, until the regulatory gap is closed, unless the products are sold through prescription. Willert said health professionals are learning a lot about the product, which is still relatively new. There are many concerns with nicotine pouches, particularly when we consider protecting our children and youth. Nicotine is a highly addictive substance. We are definitely following the conversation closely across the province.